Hi guys, this is the intern here. I've just nipped out at lunch to record a few thoughts about the Guardian's new iPhone app. So, first off, having had a small play about with it this morning, I'm most impressed by the addition of the new comment system. This was sorely missing from the last app, and it's good to see that they've implemented it. They've got a great little video on their website that sort of explains the new features and how they work, so I'm not going to bore you with that. The search function is a massive improvement. They've been doing a lot of work on it on their website, and now when you search in the app, it brings up relevant tags that you can look at, or individual articles. It's all very nice. Obviously, The Guardian's been leading the way in its live blogs sort of over the last 6 to 8 months. Some really impressive stuff on their homepage. And now the live blogs have come to the app, so you can keep up to date with issues that they're covering, sort of with minute-by-minute information. Alongside that, they've also got their live text, which works in the same way for sort of football games. And a massive addition there is the ability to get notifications of football scores. So you can set your favourite teams, or just the teams that you're interested in. So any of you that run fantasy football leagues, all the teams, all the players that you want to keep track of and see what the scores are. And of course, the biggest and most substantial change is the introduction of subscription pricing. So changing from the £1.79 that used to be to either £2.99 for 6 months or £3.99 for 12. I'm actually really, really pleased to see them try something like this. It's time for people to really start experimenting with how to monetize content. And £4 for a year is sort of a no-brainer, really. Especially when you think of all the new functionality and features that they've added. You do get to play about with the app a little bit after downloading it for free before you have to commit to a subscription. But I really can't see people balking at the idea of paying £4 for a year's access to all of these great features like the live scores updates, the ability to comment and share on the go and whatnot. And that also leads me to their iPad app, which isn't out yet, but I do know that they're working on it. And they're planning on being as disruptive as possible. You know, it's not just about delivering the newspaper sort of on a 10-inch screen. It's about doing something different and showing people that there's ways to make consumers pay for news, for the content that you create. So I've no idea how far off it is, but I have been lucky enough to see a couple of screenshots, and it's certainly very exciting. Anyway, it'd be great to get your thoughts in the comments about what you think. Subscription pricing wise, so the Times charges £9.99 a month for its iPad app, and the Guardian is now charging £4 a year for its iPhone app. So yeah, drop your thoughts in the comments.